B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, March 15th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. Want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas on 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Siena, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, the Capcom Pro Tour begins today as Final Round 2019 gets underway. But this weekend, we'll also play host to the finals of the WESG. We'll preview those events ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming News Update with Joe Sloan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
Some interesting patents have been discovered that could have an impact on the PlayStation 5. The patent surrounds the concept of a deep learning network on the next-gen console that would identify a player's habits and abilities, customizing games to suit them. Of course, these are just patents and could end up amounting to nothing.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
But, yeah, like, the idea, like, if an AI or a deep learning network, as
deep learning basically scaling the difficulty of games to your ability,
exactly.
Which basically means Nate should no longer have any problems playing video games because it would just be basically kid mode.
Well, I mean,
the AI's like, oh, he's having a real tough time. Yeah. Throw him a bone.
Really? Really? Rude. Very rude.
You know, I got 3 new Battle Royale wins last night.
Mm.
Oh, they feel so good.
It's going to make it harder for you.
Good
then.
For you.
But that's like
Battle Royale just puts him in a map of 55 easy bots.
Could you imagine?
They're just scarecrows. They don't even move. They have targets right on them.
You fire up a game and like all of a sudden like you have aim assist because the game's like, I saw you playing Dark Souls the other day, and listen, a lot of people are bad at Dark Souls, but you're bad at Dark Souls.
I'm only okay with this system if it openly mocks you as it's
right.
Functioning. You know, remember in Metal Gear Solid 5 where if you struggled too much, it would put the chicken hat on
yep.
you? It's
no.
that there needs
I do.
Yes, yeah. If you
AI
struggle
comes,
too hard,
oh honey, it moves your gun over for you.
Bless your little heart.
It puts you into like super easy mode, and it gave you like this chicken helmet that you couldn't take off, which I thought was like the exact right degree of shame to apply to someone who is actively being that terrible at a game.
Yeah,
I'm only okay with this only if there's that kind of social pressure.
Your AI would know that and do that for you.
Rumors have been swirling that Sony was looking to make a major gaming acquisition. Take-Two shares mysteriously rose about 5% as rumors began leaking that Sony was going to purchase the company for $130 a share or a $13.7 billion acquisition.
Wallet.
Sony commented today saying that they had no idea where those rumors were coming from, but there is no such plan.
That came from Take-Two.
Take-Two shares have gone back down since those rumors have been dispelled.
You have imagine though.
Oh, if we find out the next GTA game is going to be a PlayStation exclusive, and
I'm not sure that would go over.
There's
very
no
well.
Way that Take Two wouldn't cap their profits in such a manner.
No way. $13.7 billion.
Well, I mean,
that's not just a bag of money. That is like 12 truckloads of bags of money.
That is the money.
That is the money. Like, how much are they going to make on the next GTA game? Like. Where you say no to $13.7 billion.
I mean...
How much have they made from GTA 5?
The
most profitable piece of content ever created.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And I don't think you can achieve those heights no matter what if you're stuck on one platform. Like, yeah, is that going to, in the end, drive the bottom line sales of a console? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Would it be smart for Sony to do? Absolutely. Would it be smart for Take-Two? No!
Well,
Rockstar would be shooting themselves in the foot!
Unless they don't feel confident in their next GTA game. And they have said in the past
They're not quite certain what to do with it.
I feel I don't believe that. I don't know. The statements that that have come out of Rockstar about the next GTA game have, I will admit, not inspired confidence. But on the other side of that, though, there's a lot of play that Rockstar has. They don't sure. have to. They were talking specifically about doing a modern day parody of what is happening right now in contemporary right. society. And as we've seen with GTA and with San Andreas, they're not afraid of doing period pieces yep. as well.
Not at all.
So I
come
think,
on, 60s Detroit.
I mean, you know what? That would be an amazing setting.
So hard.
That would be an amazing setting.
Schraub returned to Twitch last night for the first time since his injury following a scooter accident. Only able to use one arm, he just chatted with the audience and talked about what had happened. Going 40 miles an hour on his scooter, he broke hard and flipped over the handlebars, landing on his left arm. He'll now need surgery to put a plate in his elbow, and his return date for streaming remains unknown.
First of all,
brutal.
This sucks.
That's terrible. This is a guy at the height of his game, too.
Yeah.
Like,
he's streaming for Cloud9, right? Cloud9.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but he's streaming every day, building his audience, growing his audience at an exponential rate. It felt like every time I would see the dude streaming, he would have higher and higher numbers, and just to have an injury like this take you out at like your peak is terrible.
Yeah, it looks like he's a free agent right now.
Oh, okay,
he's
cool.
Doing his own thing.
Following up on a story we reported yesterday, Blizzard has issued a correction on the release dates around Baptiste. While he is expected to release on the live servers on March 19th, it will actually be 2 weeks until he appears on competitive servers, not one. That moves his competitive release date to April 2nd. Also, OWL Commissioner Nate Nanzer confirmed in a tweet that next season, in 2020, all Overwatch League teams will be playing in their hometowns, creating esports' first true home yes. and away paradigm.
This is going to be amazing.
Huge.
I mean, we've been waiting for this. This is going to be transformative to all of esports.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Ad revenue is projected to continue growing in the esports scene throughout 2019 and 2020. In fact, by 2020, ad revenue is projected to cross $200 million. The same study also suggests that esports viewership in the U.S. will grow to 30.3 million people, an 18% increase over 2018. And in addition, esports viewership on Twitch is expected to grow by 50% over the next few years, reaching 46.2 million people.
Those are really big numbers, but if the numbers from stuff like Overwatch League and the LCS is any indicator, yeah, that's pretty attainable. I mean, there's been viewership growth in virtually every major esports league that there is. Twitch as a whole is getting more viewership as it is, and so I think this is not as crazy of a number as it sounds, and this is a great sign for esports.
EA has debuted their new esports studio in time for the Madden 19 Challenge. It includes two main studios, a competitive area, and players' lounge. The facility has also a control room, green screen area, and four-person analyst desk. Its first event is going to be the Madden Challenge, which features 16 players vying for a share of $190,000, and that event kicks off today over at twitch.tv/EA Madden NFL.
I love to see these studios continue to get built. I mean, we've toured a few of them. We've gone to the Blizzard Arena out in Burbank. We've also been to the Esports Arena out at the Luxor in Las Vegas, gotten a really good look at their facilities. We even hosted our own broadcast from their facilities, and I love seeing more and more bespoke facilities going in for gaming and esports.
And
it's great.
Their first event is for Madden, but how long till we see an Apex tournament in that studio?
Oh, yeah.
We've gotten the release date for Battlefield 5's upcoming Battle Royale mode, Firestorm. The 64-person Battle Royale has been developed by Criterion Games, best known for the Need for Speed franchise, and will support solo, duo, and squads. The game mode will launch on March 25th for free, along with the game's third chapter of content.
Oh, come on.
Wow, it's a little late, guys. Where was that in November?
This is DOA. This is the definition of dead on arrival.
Battlefield 5's a game.
It might have a pretty okay first week because of the novelty and people will want to try it.
No!
Yes.
No! Especially I don't even think they're going to have a good first week. They're going to have one good day. Everyone's going to go right back to Apex.
Probably. That's Battlefield 5.
I was going to say, I actually completely forgot that it was still out. And at worst, if this comes out and there are problems,
yeah.
Forget about
but
it.
But I mean,
this is just
knows,
so.
Man.
They should have just canceled it.
EA might throw another bag of money at people.
Maybe. That's all for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News. update for more. Head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Joe, for the update. Esports has made great strides over the past few years, growing from Twitch and YouTube to ESPN and ABC. But now, esports are about to be featured somewhere new.
That's right. Esports are about to be featured on The Simpsons.
All right.
In the new episode this weekend, Bart will become an esports athlete playing Conflict of Enemies, the show's take on League of Legends.
It's happening!
I can't believe we're only just now, honestly, getting a Simpsons episode.
But to be fair, The Simpsons usually is known for its pulse on like popular culture and mainstream culture, right? And let's be fair, only over the past couple years has esports really penetrated the mainstream culture.
Sure, but can anyone even remember like a gaming related one? Like even South Park did, you know, World of Warcraft back in the day.
I'm almost sure that Simpsons has had an MMO episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. I mean,
that they have actually.
The only one I can remember is that Lisa, one staying home because she was sick, was playing a game.
Well, there was one she gets addicted to playing poker. I know that one.
I don't recall what it was, but I do want to say that there was one that was themed off of an MMO.
Maybe.
There was no direct tie-in, sort of like the South Park World of Warcraft episode, which is what we do have here with the League of Legends episode.
Yeah, the show's creators actually reached out to Riot to get their input on creating the episode. They wanted to make a more accurate representation of esports in video games. So in addition to Riot helping out with creating the episode, Freak, a caster for League of Legends, is actually going to be lending his voice on this episode. I imagine he'll probably be the caster for one of the esports tournaments that we're going to see. That'll be awesome. The episode titled E-My Sports will air this Sunday, so the 17th.
That's clever. That's very clever.
I can't wait to watch it.
I'm really excited. I'm excited to watch an episode of The Simpsons. Like the Family Guy crossover, I was excited to see that.
It's been a while, yeah. But I don't even know that hit my radar.
The Game of Thrones episode they did, I was excited for that one.
Did a Game of Thrones episode?
Yeah, I think it might have been their Treehouse of Terror one year. Their Halloween episode was Game of Thrones.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been a minute since I guess I'm watching The Simpsons this
and
Sunday.
I'm really interested to see their take on it because, like, at the same time, it'll be absurd, but there'll be so many pangs of truth.
Well, just sure. The still image we saw of Bart in the gaming chair with the little wisps of a mustache. I'm like, this is gonna be good. They know the scene.
And apparently, like, Homer is supposed to be like his helicopter parent coach.
Yep, that's what's
so
going on there.
It's supposed to be really hilarious.
I don't know. I'm definitely looking forward to it. It is a milestone whenever something culturally reaches the attention of The Simpsons.
Oh yeah, dude. I remember when Cristiano Ronaldo made a cameo on The Simpsons, and I was just like, what? Like, this is weird. Soccer and The Simpsons?
I mean, it's a huge badge of honor to be included in The Simpsons, and it is a mainline for a way into mainstream culture.
Gallant in our chat says Marge Gamer Season 18 Episode 395. Marge got addicted to an MMO.
Oh!
Yes! Yeah,
I told
there
you they did an MMO
I
episode.
Knew it. I knew that there was one. I just couldn't remember what the premise of it was.
You know what? And really, we should have all known better than to try to say Simpsons hasn't done it.
You're exactly. Right. Yeah, that's true.
There's got to be something The Simpsons haven't done.
South Park nailed it. The Simpsons has done it all.
Have done everything.
They've done everything. If you're on the air for 50 years,
what are they on, like season 31 or something like that?
It's obscene.
Oh my God.
It's obscene how many seasons they've had of this show.
Can you imagine the amount of money that show has made? Overall, like, that show probably has to have like a GDP similar to small countries.
I want to know what, like, the amount of money that the graining kids in like three generations are going to inherit.
Right, like Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah, like, this has created an entire dynasty for an entire, like, five families.
Yeah, oh yeah. So like what we like when we make jokes like the Rockefellers or like the Ford family.
Right, that's the Castellanetas.
Oh wow, he must be from the graining family.
Graining family. accidentally. Yeah.
And to think it started with drawing weird looking bunny people.
Yeah, it started as a bit for Conan, right?
Well, no.
Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman. Yeah, before that, he was doing underground. Matt Groening was doing underground comics drawing like they were like bunny people.
Hold on, just the merchandise for The Simpsons has made over $2 billion in revenue.
It's obscene. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's just the merchandise,
and all around a just cleverly written show. Like there's really nothing beyond.
It's going to be syndicated forever. Let's be honest,
for sure.
They're going to make money off this for 70 years.
Like you remember when we were kids and like you had Nick at Night playing like. You know, the Brady Bunch and like the Munsters and stuff like that. No, and in like 30 years, there will be kids who are seeing The Simpsons for the first time.
There's
Fox at Night.
No. It's going to be like Adult Swim Lite or like Adult Swim
Whatever
old
it is
school.
In 30 years.
Or like, yeah, like Adult Swim, you old fucks like this stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
it's going to be hilarious because think about how many popular culture courses will be taught based around one episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. They have an odd, like an odd pulse on culture.
An entire course dedicated just to the opening couch bit.
There's been 30 years of
it.
Their weird ability to predict the future every damn time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, I mean, I still say it's just they've literally predicted just every possible outcome so they can claim they're right when it happens. But, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to leave the discussion right there. We want to hear from you. Are you excited to watch the Simpsons eSports episode? I know that I am. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Ahead next, the Capcom Pro Tour begins today as Final Round 2019 gets underway. But this weekend, we'll also play host to the finals in the WESG. We'll give you a preview ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
And welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening at WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and nerd radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discussion. The Capcom Pro Tour has been on hiatus since the championships last December, but the wait is finally over. With Final Round 2019 set to get underway today, Street Fighter V action is back. We'll preview all the action, but we have to start with another major tournament going on, the World Electronic Sports Games Tournament.
You're just determined to drop that tournament in there every time.
It doesn't make sense without the tournament.
It doesn't.
No, but God, it sounds awful.
World Electronic Sports Games.
No. The way he has it written on the script is the World Electronic Sports Games. That makes no sense.
I mean, I get it. But
either drop the or add the tournament.
So, all right, here we go. First of all, we got CSGO. Four teams remain in contention for the $500,000 first place prize. Tomorrow, Fnatic's going to play AGO Esports, while Windigo Gaming takes on G2 Esports.
Okay, I know those names.
You know a couple of those names,
yes,
at least.
I do. When we talked about Dota and you told me all the names, I'm like, I've heard of none of those people.
Yeah, you've never heard of TNC Predator or, yeah.
Ukraine no. Gaming? No.
Listen, just because we kill Wendigos in Fallout 76 does not mean you've heard about it.
G2, Fnatic.
Okay, all right, I'll give you those.
Those ones are fair. But yeah, so G2 is going to take on Wendigo while AGO takes on Fnatic. The winners are going to face off in the finals on Sunday. In addition, with StarCraft 2, only four players remain. Tomorrow's going to see the world champion Serral from Finland taking on Canada's Scarlet.
I've even heard of both of them.
You have?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, two South Koreans will be duking it out on the other side of the bracket in the form of Innovation and Maru.
I like how Joe just goes, you have? Because I've told you about them. And moves right on.
Pretty right much. Through. I mean, that's why, though. So while tomorrow we're going to be guaranteed to get a Zerg versus Zerg and Terran versus Terran matchup, the finals will be guaranteed to be a Zerg versus Terran and a South Korean versus a non-South Korean. So
where the Protoss at, man?
The listen, and it's weird, too, because everyone is saying right now that the Protoss are just busted strong, and then like, all right,
and
well,
then nobody plays them.
Well, a lot of people play them, but Final Four, yeah, no Protoss
right,
made it.
Fair
so
enough,
a lot of Zerg and Terran. The winner of that's going to take home $150,000. Finally, I wasn't even going to keep this on here. I was going to take Hearthstone off of here, but I went to a lot of trouble to learn how to say one of these names today, so I'm talking about it. Only two players remain. After defeating the U.S. representative, Just Saying, the Taiwanese player Malagos, that is not how anywhere
not how it's written.
Puts his name written.
Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure that he's naming himself after the blue dragon aspect from World of Warcraft.
Right, he is, but it's always written in Taiwanese anywhere that you look for his name.
Oh,
I had to like look up the match to figure out how to pronounce his name. He's going to be facing off against Canada's Purple, so they'll be the finals tomorrow. By the way, if you really need to see a U.S. match, Tribe Gaming is taking on Team Ace in the Vainglory finals tomorrow.
That's still a game?
Apparently.
Oh, all right.
You can also watch PES soccer if you want, but...
Nobody wants
from
to
from what Norris has told me, that's not a game.
Not even okay. a thing.
So you can check out those matches over at twitch.tv/WESG_SC2HS or CSGO, depending on which one you want to watch. All right, Norris, we're going to move it on to final round now.
That's right.
It has been, what, 2-3 months now since we've had a Street Fighter V tournament? Are you jonesing?
Yeah, I am, actually. I thought I, you know, would be more excited about everything
you've
else.
You've been watching
but
Smash, so it's not like you haven't had
saying.
Your fighting, like, fit.
Well, no, but he's a Street
different.
Fighter fan.
Street Fighter is home. Street Fighter's Street home base.
Street Fighter's football. Football is king.
Pretty much, man. It is what it is. So this is the first of the Capcom Tour stops. This is the opening of the 2019 season. All the heavy hitters are there. EVO 2018 champion Problem X, Fujimura, Tokido. Everybody's there. Everybody's
my
there.
Man.
So everybody's looking to see who begins to separate themselves in the pack. But that's not the only thing going on at Final Round this weekend. And one of the funny things is that of the top six games at Final Round that everybody is, the highest prize pools, the most excitement, half of them are Bandai Namco games. Two of them are Arc Systems games. Capcom does not dominate this space anymore. And I find that to be incredibly interesting. It's a whole new look. And this is going to be even more crazy once MK11 gets back in the mix. So Capcom's going to have to do something, because Street Fighter right now is their only product. And
because Tekken is going to be there and DB Fighter, so that's Bandai Namco.
Right.
So Soul Calibur.
Wow, you're right. Bandai Namco owns this scene right now.
How old is Street Fighter V now? Like, I mean, are we still a ways off from 6?
3 years.
Oh, we're a ways off.
We're a ways away. So unless there's a new version of Marvel vs. Capcom coming out anytime soon,
what other fighting game properties would they have to put up there other than MVC?
Well, usually what you had is you had two versions of MVC out. You know, you still had a lot of people playing MVC 2, then you had 3 Ultimate that was out, and then you had the number one Street Fighter game that was out. So no matter what, you had 3 big Capcom brand tournaments. And now, because the field is so wide, then you throw Smash into the mix, you throw Guilty Gear into
DBZ
the mix.
DBZ Fighters?
Yeah, DBZ into the mix.
People are prepping for MK11.
Exactly. Oh, so yeah. You have so many games that are being played, and it's really no longer Capcom space anymore.
I'll be honest, I kind of like that, though. You know,
yeah,
like,
when's
just
the last time the FGC was this diverse?
Yeah, I was just thinking about
time.
That. You know, like, it seems like, you know, you're right. It was different iterations of Marvel versus versus Capcom, obviously the big Street Fighter. But I mean,
yeah,
like
King of Fighters in
and
there
King
too.
Of Fighters, yeah. But I mean, like to have so much diversity now in the FGC, I think is really fascinating.
We're gonna find out that like Primal Rage and is coming back for a new game or something.
Nah, they
like
just
that.
Need to make a Darkstalkers game. Just remake Darkstalkers and everybody would be happy. But I think one of the biggest stories out of Evo right now was coming out of Tekken, where almost none of the big Korean players are there. There's no JDCR.
Did they just not make it?
No,
or they're
just
not going.
They're not going. There's no JDCR, no Lohi, no Need, John Dane, Q-Dons. The Tekken World Tour champion from last year, Rangchu, not there.
Why?
No idea. Well, I mean, but most of all, travel. And it's not like Tekken's giving away a ton of money.
Well, that's
let's
the thing
be honest.
Is we talked about how the Tekken World Tour has got like a $195,000 prize pool over the over the year, but like that tournament that's happening in Lyon, France, that's $5,000 prize pool.
That's literally nothing. So
like,
you're not,
if you don't take number like first place, you just you spent more on your ticket to France.
Yeah. Well, and that again, we approach the paradigm that the FGC has yet to figure out is the fact that you're not going to get the top players in the top games coming out for your tournaments unless these communities are supported by the official, by the publishers, by the developers, because they're not offering enough money, period.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to get like prize pots together if you don't have that official support. So who are we looking at to watch over the weekend?
Well, you're definitely looking at the Street Fighter V tournament for the names that we just talked about. DBC Fighters is also super exciting because this is going to be one of the first majors that is returning. So definitely be on the lookout for Kazunoko, Goichi, Sonic Fox.
All right.
He's going to be there. And the Smash U tournament also should be a tournament that's wide open with a lot of new names and some unfamiliar names. So those will probably be the three that I'll say keep your finger on the pulse of.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. What are you going to be watching? Are you going to be watching the WESG or are you going to be tuning in for some final round? Let us know by connecting with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.